Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. In Tel Aviv, it's a clear day with a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures under sunny skies. Haifa is looking at a bright afternoon, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the 9th consecutive night. Explosions were reported in several Iranian cities. Also, Ynet informs us that Iran claims oil tankers exploded as the U.S. warns of depleted air defenses. Also this hour, Israel Hayom outlines scenarios that could draw Israel into the ongoing conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Separately, Walla reports that two Palestinians have been arrested on suspicion of involvement in a fire at Gilad Farm. And finally, Forward shares the story of a soccer enthusiast in Gaza who was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Let's see what's happening on social media. Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, an organization focused on regional security, stated just minutes ago that Iran is stalling rather than escalating conflict with the U.S. From IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, comes news that Iran's Revolutionary Guards have warned against any U.S. infiltration into their territory. Al Arabiya English reported a short time ago that Iran's foreign ministry indicates negotiations with the U.S. could be pursued based on national interests. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. According to the Times of Israel, U.S. forces targeted Iranian sites amid escalating tensions. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard claims responsibility for striking assets in Kuwait and targeting oil tankers. This ongoing conflict raises concerns of a broader regional war. Turning to the potential Israeli involvement, Israel Hayom highlights that while Israel remains on the sidelines, the IDF is on high alert. The Hormuz War could draw in Israel if regional alliances come into play. For now, both Israel and Iran are calculating risks carefully. Meanwhile, the arrests at Gilad Farm. Walla reports that undercover border police and IDF units apprehended two suspects. These arrests are part of larger efforts to prevent further incidents in the region. Increased security measures aim to ensure safety for nearby communities. On the economic front. First, CTEC reveals that Israeli firm Fortissimo is nearing a $400 million deal with Blackstone to acquire RGIS's international business. This move could expand Fortissimo's global footprint significantly. Separately, Walla Business brings attention to former Knesset chairman Mickey Levy's economic stance. He criticizes the current Knesset's handling of economic issues ahead of upcoming elections. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports good news on the dairy front. The cottage cheese shortage appears to be resolving as production resumes, easing concerns for consumers. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.